TWA Mobile.
Porter HDX Mobile.
K4BWA. What's happening, big guy?
Hey, big truck. Visiting friends. How about you?
Oh, gotta go down to County Square, pay some taxes so I can keep my privileges to drive my old cars.
Spend that money.
Love it. Section of road I paid for.
ND7J Mobile.
Good morning, K4BWA.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Good morning, Patrick. I am just on my way back from Inman and heading back to the house. Negative.
How far north of Inman are you?
I'm coming up, I'm actually going to be, I think I'm about exit 4, mile marker 4.
Going by the house and look at that 2 meter. But, you know, you're pretty far north now, so it's up to you.
No way to transport it today, unless I take it apart, which I don't mind doing, but I didn't bring any tools with me to do that, which I'm sure you do have. But I've got a 15-foot piece of aluminum right now strapped to the top of the Hummer and some more aluminum inside the truck, so I'm kind of strapped for room at the moment. I thought about giving you a holler, but I just didn't think I was going to have the room and didn't want to bring the trailer.
No problem. Well, so you picking up aluminum down in Spartanburg?
Inman.
You getting aluminum for antennas in Inman?
Well, I can't tell you. I can't tell you that. Go ahead, Patrick. I'll fill you in on the next go around, Steve. Go ahead, Patrick.
Cindy, you too. But y'all go ahead. I'm driving right now. I'm on the side, though.
Anybody, big boy. I hope you have a good Monday out there. And are you going to try to make the Greer meeting on the second Monday? Hi, Bob. Hey, I got that email about Dave.
Sunday. That's going to be Sunday.
I'm going to definitely try to ride over there and see what all he's got. Has he got some good stuff?
Stuff, that's all I can say. You know, what's good to one person might not be to the other person, but he's got a lot of stuff over there. But you do need to RSVP him because he's making food and stuff, so they don't want to cook too much and they don't want to cook not enough. So if you're going to go, you need to let him know you're coming and, you know, just kind of RSVP to let him know.
Yep, I'll definitely do that. Yeah, I figured I'd burn a trail up there right after church. Probably get there at about, what time did he say that was? 10 to what?
10 o'clock, and then at 3 o'clock, whatever's left, he wants everybody to give him a hand throwing it into the dumpster. Because whatever's left is going bye-bye.
Okay. Well, I hope there'll be a little something left by the time I get up there at about 12:30.
So anyway, I'm coming from Metal Supermarket in Inman. That's where I picked up this aluminum.
I'll have to keep that in mind. I might have to look them up. Metal Supermarket. All right.
I'm in a little tricky deal here.
If one of us is down in a hole, pretty scratchy. How bad am I?
Well, Bob is down in a hole. KO4HKX.
Yeah, I think so. I gotta look that place up. I've got a piece of aluminum that I need to repair a flagpole. I had a flagpole blown over about a year ago, and I've got to replace a segment of that pole and get it reinserted so that I can get my flag back up.
What do you need there, Steve? You can Google search a metal supermarket. They've got several outlets. I just picked up everything I needed to build this 5-element 6-meter, the second one.
That is cool. All right. So if I bent or broke or did something stupid with one of my elements on something else, I could go by there and pick up what I need then. Man, that's great. Fortunately, I haven't done anything stupid lately.
You can also go to Texas Towers. They sell different sizes of aluminum that you can nestle together in TP. And this metal supermarkets, you can avoid the shipping charges, which is why I went that route.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to find that one here in Edmond.
And was hunting all this stuff down and was able to find this place. So I'm that antenna that I got from Phil, I'm actually duplicating it, making a second one.
Element mounting insulators, where are you getting them from?
They'll mount to the boom.
Right. Okay, so you have an order of those. All right. I've got a small metal lathe, and I was actually thinking about trying to make some of my own out of some polycarbonate.
I can, but you're really nickel and dime in there. I think I spent $25, including shipping, to buy the six that I needed, and I mean they're ready to go exactly what you need. So I mean if you're on the same.
Yeah. Well, I've got lots of time on my hands, and I've got some scrap polycarbonate block laying around, and that might just be the thing to make out of it.
Like I said, I think more trouble than it's worth, personally. But if you feel like monkeying around, and you're looking for a project, maybe that might be something to do.
Get a hold of. Either, one of the guys to make my reservations up there for the Sedco. I hadn't gotten around to that yet. I'm sure the banquet's already sold out, isn't it?
I just talked to Dave. I'm sure there's banquet tickets available, and I'm 100% certain there are convention tickets available. And I'm 90% certain there are banquet tickets still available. However, if you're going to go to the banquet, you need to do that in the next few days because we have to turn in the number to the caterer. So you definitely need to probably call Dave and do that, or you're going to miss out on the banquet.
Tell you what, I got the number from Dave Ivey, but I've lost that number. Could you text me Dave's number?
Thanks, Jack. Steve, you still there?
Now, Patrick, I got too much static.
Good day. KO4X, Jack's clear.